Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Do you know where to look for the poster child of government dysfunction? You don't have to look very hard. Just look down the street in your little town or your community. I'm talking about the Postal Service. The Postal Service is supposed to operate independently of the federal government. However, it's not independent at all. Last year, the Postal Service lost $15 billion, losing $25 million every day. Stamp sales represent the most important source of revenue, but sales are down 25% over the last 6 years. It's a new world of communications out there with the internet and the cell phones. And you might expect the Postal Service to do something to fix the problem. But every year the Congress passes legislation which ties the hands of the Postmaster General. They won't let him end Saturday delivery of mail, which would save about $2 billion per year. And he's been saddled with some weird legislation, paying in $1.4 billion into future union member benefits and so forth. The U.S. Congress refuses to allow the Postal Service to be run like a business. And given the fact that last year the Congress never passed a Postal Service bill, the Postmaster General, Mr. Donohue, decided he could act on his own and just announced that starting in August he would discontinue Saturday mail delivery. Now, some members of Congress have complained that his actions are not legal, but we'll see. He desperately needs flexibility to stop the bleeding. I don't think we need Saturday delivery of mail. I know we hate to think of some of our little post offices being closed in the country, and the union mandate will have to be dealt with. But keep in mind, some would suggest that the Postal Service should be privatized. Sell it to FedEx. Well, some countries in Europe have done just that. Too many of our politicians refuse to deal with our debt and spending problem. Just look at the Postal Service. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.